Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Alexander Jivov. He is a published author, full-stack web developer, as well as the co-founder and CEO of the Hopeful Inc. company. Alex, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Christopher. I'm looking forward to chatting.
One of the most favorite people I've ever met in my life, his name is John Hope Ryan. His middle name is Hope. He created a nonprofit called Operation Hope, which has allocated over $1 billion of resources. He essentially helps people in communities that are financially not so aware. And he has this conference called the Hope Global Forum. But what I'm saying is, when you have a name like Hope in his name, in his nonprofit, in his conference, you cannot not smile. So in your case, you chose to create this company called Hopeful Inc. Talk to us about that and why we should care and help you.
Absolutely. Hopeful is really is something that came out of an almost totally accidental moment. I've been a software sales guy my entire life. I've worked in ad tech. I've worked in digital marketing. I was a journalist for at the start of my career in Toronto here, born and raised. So I was always very interested in storytelling, obviously being a reporter, but also the applications of technology as it can apply to stories. From the nonprofit side of things, nonprofits are literally the people who are taking the time to help other humans, literally save lives in some cases, improve the quality of life for all of us. But they've been dreadfully underserved in terms of what can technology do for them and how technology can actually help them tell their stories better. And that's what really Hopeful is. We help nonprofits tell more compelling stories to the right people at the right time using their social media data. That's our pitch line. What that means in practice is we really saw an emerging trend that we have so many different companies now that only deal with social media, how you can engage influencers, how you can increase likes, how you can get clicks on your different products, how you can sell more merch on social media. Something like that is not available in the nonprofit space to the typical nonprofit. If you're a small regional based, you're for a homeless shelter, you're a Salvation Army, you usually just have like an intern who's like 15 doing your social media on and off. You have no ability to build your brand. You have no capacity to build your story. And unfortunately, because of the perception that nonprofits are not profitable, there really hasn't been a concerted effort by for-profit companies to be actually serving this market and providing them the tools they need to be successful on social media and actually build their own brand consistently in order to drive donations. So that's what we do. We essentially help the small little nonprofits that have been looked over for so long tell their stories to as many people as possible and make sure that they can have social media as part of their business model to drive donations.
Now, I admire that, Alex. Why do you do it, given that you were in a sales background and the nonprofit world? I mean, I remember I raised some money for nonprofits in the past and literally ghost wrote a book, and they're all one person in the development space of a nonprofit. They said, do you know what the nonprofit handshake is? And I'm like, no. And she literally just reaches out her hand in an open palm, which is like, you know, give me some money, you know? And I didn't know that. That's what she said is a nonprofit handshake, where you just literally open up your palm, hopefully for some donations. So why did you personally choose this? Because you've had this skill set of storytelling, journalism, and sales, which is a great skill set in business, but you chose a field in a nonprofit world that is not always able to hire people because they're always oftentimes bootstrapping or cash deficient.
Honestly, I want to say it was something that was more in line with like the optimism that Hopeful is, but honestly, it's something that was born out of frustration. Before I met my co-founder, Asan, before we grew our team, I've worked with nonprofits in some capacity my entire life. I sit on the boards of several here in Toronto. I've been a volunteer. I've done one-off events, etc. But I was always incredibly frustrated having to go from a digital marketing job, an ad tech job, where I had all these different tools. I knew exactly who's engaging with the brand at any given time, to go to the nonprofit where just even like monitoring all the individual social media accounts was a struggle that took tons and tons of time to do. So it was a very clear problem that I knew I had the expertise to build and solve for. And at first, we basically just spent our first year talking to nonprofits. We said, is it really this simple of a solve? Is this something that will really help you grow if we just teach you how to very easily start using social media as if you were a big for-profit company and actually use that to drive donations, drive impact, build more schools, have more impact on those suffering from different mental health deficiencies, those kinds of things. That's something that I really, really wanted to approach. And that's where Hopeful ended up evolving, is just solving a need that, frankly, from a moral standpoint, should have been solved a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Gates has spoken about this with his own nonprofit many, many years ago. When he founded it, he was just surprised that there wasn't a lot of analytical data. It's just more of like you donate and that's it. And he was one of the first people, at least on a large scale, that really started quantifying, qualifying, and really studying what your money goes into on a global scale. Now, relative to the tools you mentioned, what are some tools you're able to help your nonprofits with when talking about storytelling? Any specific examples you can share with us?
So in terms of storytelling specifically, we do have a proprietary technology known as storytelling AI. And what that does is essentially allows a nonprofit to create their story within Hopeful. If they wanted to be able to create an overall, closest comparison would be a marketing campaign. If you wanted to create a campaign across all different levels of social media, you weren't digitally trained, you didn't know how to be monitoring for engagement, like reach, those kinds of things, all you do is point and click for historical posts across all of your major social media platforms, existing and future, and then be able to see all in one card, A, how is that story doing against others? Are people engaging with the fact that you're saving koalas in Australia? Or are they engaging with the fact more that you're helping build, rebuild housing in those same areas afflicted by wildfires? So being able to see A, the overall, how the story is being impacted, but then also at the same time, actually being evaluated on the data it's bringing in. So our platform being able to evaluate different hashtag commonalities, video commonalities, text, time of day, etc. You know, I'm sure the many different measurements you can have. Being able to do that and say, based on this kind of data that you're bringing in from your engagement, if you create your content oriented towards this demographic at this time of day and you use this hashtag, you can estimate an increase in donations by, let's say, 5 to 10%. So being very, very clear on the ROI and not making it complicated. If you're a nonprofit leader, you do not have the time to be looking at all the nitty gritty. You just need to know what is the input and what is the output.
Now that's awesome, Alex. That's really helpful. Is there a nonprofit that you've worked with that really, really, really tugs at your heart that you can share with us in terms of why you help them?
So there's been quite a few. One of them that I do love dearly, and they were actually one of our first, I guess, long-term client. It's an organization based out of Minnesota that called Lift Up. So liftup.com, you can find them. They actually have been winning multiple awards in the last several months and in the last year. And they're a 100% donation model. Everything that's donated that to them directly goes to the projects they're funding. Their projects really can be grassroots. It can be buying hockey equipment in the local, within the state for underprivileged youth. It can be helping build a charity in India. It's the reach is really, really broad. Their team is absolutely awesome. They hustle really, really hard, and they're very forward-looking in terms of their technology, especially now during with the COVID-19 and all those impacts. Some of the projects that they've been running in terms of food distribution in Minneapolis, being able to build new beds within orphanages, those kinds of projects, hunger relief, and then community relief. Actually in New York City, they just launched a project there. It's just the breadth of what they do and how hard they hustle is inspiring to me every day.
That's awesome, Alex. Again, I really appreciate you being on our show because you're a very unique person that, like I said, you're a business, but you're helping nonprofits. And there are so many nonprofits out there that really need help, especially those with your skill set and your tools, as you would call them. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
Absolutely. So if you just go to our website, so it's www.hopefulinc.me. So hopefulinc.me. Anyone who's interested can directly reach out to myself, to our team. They can also sign up for a 2-week demo. If any nonprofits listening to this and is interested, We're actually right now getting the platform set up for just $14.99 a month for all of our features, as it's a critical fundraising time for the holidays now. And that's really the easiest way. Otherwise, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, I'm everywhere. So not too hard to find.
Great, Alex. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much, Christopher. Appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.